is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Congressman John Lewis, a lion of the civil rights movement whose bloody beating by Alabama state troopers in 1965 helped galvanize opposition to racial segregation, and who went on to a long and celebrated political career, has died. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
A young Lewis says his life changed after meeting Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks.
Inspired me to find a way to get in the way, to get in trouble.
He marched in Washington and Selma, Alabama. There were dozens of arrests and brutal beatings.
We had dreams that somehow, in some way, the South could change.
In 2018, Lewis said America had made progress toward racial equality, but worried about new forces trying to take it backward.
Trying to take us to a darker time.
He urged the nation to unite.
We all live in the same house, the American house.
In the house where he served more than 30 years.
What an honor it is for each and every one of us to serve with him.
To Lewis, it was just a continuation of trying to change the South and the country.
The only thing I tried to do during the past 50 or more years is to help create a more perfect union.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has made a sweeping call to end global inequalities that sparked this year's massive anti-racism protests and have been further exposed by the coronavirus pandemic.
The COVID-19 pandemic has brought home the tragic disconnect between self-interest and the common interest, and the huge gaps in governance structures and ethical frameworks.
Guterres's address marked what would have been the birthday of former South African president and Nobel Peace Prize winner Nelson Mandela. This is VOA News.